in the mid-40s, and tonight rain showers going down to the upper 30s, a chance of rain tonight at 80%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. The clouds stay around through the evening tomorrow, going down to the mid-20s. And on Monday, a partly sunny morning with a few clouds going up to the mid-30s on Monday. Stay tuned for Now and Then. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to get the blues with the music of Van Morrison, B.B. King, and Eric Clapton.
Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts a falling, love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Here in my eyes, it's just because you said goodbye. Oh, the sun is shining, no more summer skies, but it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Every single cloud will just disappear. I will smile if you were here. Baby, won't you hurry? Cause I miss you so. And it rained teardrops from my eyes. Disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were. back here. So, baby, won't you hurry? 'Cause I miss you so. Yeah, it's raining, tears got from my eyes. Oh, it's raining, tears got from my eyes. Oh, raining, tears got from my eyes.
Oh yeah, the blues can feel so good. Teardrops from my eyes. Did you recognize Van Morrison's voice? Well, if you did, that's Van Morrison. That's Sir George Ivan Morrison to you, OBE. Van Morrison was knighted in 2016. He was knighted an Order of the British Empire. He was knighted for his musical achievements and his services to tourism and charitable causes in Northern Ireland. Van Morrison, oh my God, what a lifetime. He was born in August 31st in 1945. And in his 72 years, he has released 38 studio albums. What a prolific performer. 6 live albums and 71 singles. Well, the song that we just heard, Teardrops from My Eyes, is from his 37th album. The album is called Roll with the Punches, released on September the 22nd in 2017. And it's really a tribute to the blues. He has some original songs, but he covers a lot of songs. The song that we just heard, Teardrops from My Eyes, was written by a man named Rudolph Toombs. Rudy was born in 1914, and at the height of his career as a songwriter, he was writing and arranging songs for Atlantic Records when Ahmet Ertegun was at the head. Rudy Toombs was murdered in the hallway of his apartment house in Harlem by robbers in 1962. So there's an interesting collection of songs on Van Morrison's Roll with the Punches. And we're going to hear a couple more songs from this album. But I wanted to play some of the things that might have influenced Van when he was young. So, you know, he started his career, Van Morrison, as a teenager. In the late 50s, he wasn't singing. He was playing instruments with a bunch of Irish bands. He was playing guitar and harmonica and saxophone and keyboards. And that was in the late 50s. So what was he listening to? Well, B.B. King released his debut album in 1956 called Singin' the Blues. So let's listen to a couple of these tracks from B.B. King's debut album in 1956. B.B. King, his name was Riley B. King, and he was always known as B.B. King. And he was born in 1925. He passed away on May the 14th in 2015. B.B. King was born on a cotton plantation in Mississippi. He was the son of sharecroppers. And when he began his career, he was singing in a gospel choir at a Baptist church, at a Pentecostal church, where the minister led the church service playing on his Sears and Roebuck silver-toned guitar. And that's where B.B. King learned to play guitar at the church there in Mississippi. So let's listen to a couple of tracks from Singin' the Blues, B.B. King, released in 1956.
Did you ever love that you loved her with all your might? Did you ever love a woman that you loved her with all your might? Well, and you do all the time.
fix a breakfast in the morning. Stay at home every day. Even wash the dishes if she have to go away. You send the children to school. Even mend the hose. Stay up all nights with the babies. Even wash their dirty clothes. Did you ever wonder? Time to go to bed. The woman grabs you in her arm. She holds you real tight. She hugs you with all her charm. She calls you a lot of sweet names. Then she turns off the light. She sets your soul on fire. And you say, babe, everything's alright.
Singing the blues from his debut album in 1956. That was Did You Ever Love a Woman? It was written by Dwight Moore. And then Please Love Me. All right. So, you know, when you hear those, when you hear Van Morrison right next to B.B. King, you can hear how that blues singing influenced Van Morrison. Not only was B.B. King influential as a singer, but his guitar style inspired rock and roll for the next 50 years. I mean, you know, Chuck Berry, Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton was, you know, a guitar god in England. But let's face it, so much of British rock and roll was inspired by American blues and R&B. So let's listen to how Eric Clapton was influenced by the blues. In 1992, Eric Clapton released an album along with a live performance on MTV Unplugged, where he plays tribute to a lot of the early blues musicians and music that so influenced him. So let's stay with the blues and hear Eric Clapton from Unplugged, Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Well, I woke up this morning, my biscuit roll had gone. Well, I come here, baby, sit down, daddy, please. Well, I come here, baby, sit down.
Clapton, Unplugged in 1992. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we got the blues today. I hope you're enjoying this journey through rock and roll and blues. And we started with Van Morrison's Roll with the Punches release. He's covering blues. And then we were listening to B.B. King's debut release in 1956, Singing the Blues. And then Eric Clapton in 1992 with Unplugged. And then what is going to happen next is we're going to hear an album that Eric Clapton and B.B. King recorded together, released in 2000. It's called Riding with the King. And I got to just tell you what the cover of this recording looks like. I love this picture. There's imagine this really black, shiny convertible car, like a big old American car, like a Lincoln or something. It's a convertible. It's got white leather interior. And there's Eric Clapton behind the steering wheel. And he's got on a suit, a black, you know, a fancy, like a gig suit. And he's driving in there in the back seat, leaning up in the corner with his guitar, is B.B. King in his suit, and he's got a bow tie on. And we're going to listen to a song from Riding with the King. This is Eric Clapton and B.B. King, released in 2000. This is the title track.
Mississippi when I was 10 years old. With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Thank you. walking both too slow. I'm going back to the border, baby, where I'm better known. Because you haven't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man. When the moon peeks over the mountain, little girl, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam the highway until I break up.
To the highway, and that's Eric Clapton and B.B. King. B.B. King was 89 years old when he died in 2015. But before he left this world, he did some amazing music. This album is called Riding with the King, Eric Clapton and B.B. King doing some amazing duets, released in 2000. And that song, Key to the Highway, is by a man named Big Bill Brunzi, one of the most monumental singer-songwriters, blues musicians, one of my favorites. And I'd like to go back to that unplugged recording that Eric Clapton did back in 1992, because in that session he also does another song by Big Bill Brunzi. This song is called Hey, Hey.
Hey, 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 baby, hey. Hey, 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 baby, hey. I love you, baby, sure ain't gonna be your dog. hey, hey, baby, hey. My arms around you, baby, is all I can say is hey. Lost your good thing now. Hey, hey, you lost your good thing now. You had me fooled, I found it out somehow.
That's Eric Clapton, Unplugged, in 1992. That song was called Hey Hey, and that was written by Big Bill Brunzi. Well, you know, we heard another song from Riding with the King called Key to the Highway. That was also written by Big Bill Brunzi. So let's listen to those original recordings of those two songs. Big Bill Brunzi was born in 1893. He lived to be 65 years old, and he died in 1958. He was born in Mississippi, but he made his career when he went to Chicago to record and play and sing. Let's listen to the original recordings from Big Bill Brunzi. Hey, hey, baby.
Thank you. I've got the key to the highway. Yes, I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, because walking is most too slow. I'm going down on the border. Yes, baby, why I'm better known. Cause you haven't done nothing here, little girl, but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yes, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna walk the soul highway, leave out until the break of day. I leave you this time now, baby. Out of cloud, won't be back no more. So long, goodbye. Yes, I've gotta say goodbye. Cause I'm gonna walk the soul highway, babe, until the day I die.
Big Bill Brunzi, The Key to the Highway, and Hey, Hey, Baby. Those are the original recordings from Big Bill Brunzi. So we started our program, we're going to get the blues today, with Van Morrison's album released in September of 2017 called Roll with the Punches. Well, now that we've listened to all this blues, let's go back. And now when you hear Van Morrison's take on it, maybe you'll give it a little bit different context. We're going to hear two songs from Roll with the Punches. We're going to start with the Automobile Blues. This song was written by Lightnin' Hopkins. Lightnin' Sam Hopkins, born in 1912 in Texas. He passed away at 70 years old in 1982. And on that track, Automobile Blues, Van Morrison is singing and playing electric guitar. And then we're going to hear another track. It's a medley. It's called Stormy Monday and Lonely Avenue. Stormy Monday was by T-Bone Walker. He was born in Texas, too, in 1910, right about the same time as Lightnin' Hopkins. And he was African-American and Cherokee, T-Bone Walker. And then the song called Lonely Avenue was by Doc Pomus. And he was actually born in Brooklyn in 1925. He wrote Save the Last Dance for Me. So let's listen to Van Morrison's from Roll with the Punches. This is Automobile Blues.
Saw you riding around, baby, and your friend, you automobile. So you're riding around town, yeah, and your friend, you automobile. So pretty with you, handsome driver at the wheel, in your brand new automobile. Not so pretty, baby, please let me ride sometime. Sometimes forgive me, baby. Let's go out and have some fun. Come and get me, baby. Why don't we go out and have some fun? Break a dawn in your brand new automobile.
Because of you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. We got the blues today. I hope you enjoyed the music of Van Morrison, B.B. King, Eric Clapton. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. I've got 46 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AA.